Three Drabbles by Hoskell, read by Twezadark. Fandom, Sarah Connor Chronicles. Genre, Jen. Census. The rounds snap past her head and punch holes in the sedan door. Sarah raises a hand even as the cop pushes his way out of the car. No, don't. He ignores her, his eyes and his sidearm trained on the killing machine across the parking lot. The automatic in the cyborg's fist doesn't even buck, and she knows that's insane. She's read the data sheets, shot that weapon. Dusty firing ranges, men who've left the service but who never left the killing ground, trading one desert for another. And she knows, feels the twist as though the pistol grip and barrel rested in her own hands. That gun shouldn't be that accurate, that deadly. Not from that position, not from that stance. The cop manages two steps forward before the rounds rip through his body. Scarlet is painting his chest. She can smell it, the bitter metal tang. 187. His partner never makes it out of the car, and Sarah feels a pang, briefly, for fracturing the man's nose. 188. Sarah scrambles to her feet, moving to John by instinct, even as she counts the bodies falling around her. Very new. She was born on day one. She spent the next 24 hours confused and fumbling, unable to feed herself, incapable of making her brain filter out the darkness and the rumble of machines and the tight, frightened voices around her. Is she viable? Is she? CPU online? Thank God. Retry that connection. Can she hear us? Can you hear us? On day 8, she said, "Yes, yes, I can hear you." Then, she did not know the voices wept. She only tightened her grip on the spoon. When she could not acquire nutrition, the voices grew more tense, more unpleasant, and brought the instrument to her lips. On day 18, they brought her into a small room and showed her a flat piece of paper. She looked at it, confused by the colors on the rectangular surface. Surely they wanted her to read the words on the reverse, pale blue against the white surface. "Look at this," they said. "This is John Connor. This is his mother. You must find him." They put her in another room and caused light to fill the empty space. 72 days later, she found them. The next day, she started her count again. Empty set. John's always been good at math. The first numbers he learned were weapons. 45, 50 cal, 30-30, 12 gauge. There was a man, there were always men around his mother, scarred, hard-handed men who smelled of sweat and cordite, and John remembers the man's thick fingers tracing the engraving stamped on a gun barrel. He doesn't remember what language the man spoke. Sometimes when he dreams, John hears that man's voice, but when he wakes, he only knows the sense of the words, not the sound. Between the summer he was 8 and the night they killed the good machine, he carried a running tally in his head, all the numbers of the places they'd lived, added one after another. House numbers, for those roads that had numbered houses. Street numbers. County Road 137K, 187th Street, and postal codes, because some places there had been no other digits in El Dirección. He was up to 741,297.5 when they changed the future. There didn't seem to be much point after that. John doesn't remember when he realized his mother thought she was nothing without him. There weren't enough numbers in the world to balance that equation. End. If you enjoyed these drabbles, please leave feedback for the author. You can contact the author through this story's post at amplificathon.livejournal.com. Recorded in May 2008.